This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, 60 minutes of nonstop talk on the Rich Cioli podcast.
Cancel culture is everywhere these days, especially on college campuses, including college campuses right in our area, like St. Joseph's University, for example. And FIRE called on St. Joe's to reinstate and end investigation into a professor for political tweets. The professor you heard on the show yesterday. Good morning and welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210. Big hour of nonstop talk for you. Going to get into Cuomo, Springsteen, etc. But first, yesterday, our buddy South Jersey Giants was on the show with me. He's a professor at St. Joseph's. He's now suspended because of political tweets that he made, not even using his real name. Here to discuss with me, Adam Steinbaugh is the director of our Individual Rights Defense Program at FIRE, the Foundation for Individual Rights in Education. Hey, Adam, thanks for making the time this morning. I'm really glad you sent out this warning to St. Joseph's. Good morning.
I'm happy to be here. And yeah, we tend to send a lot of warnings these days.
You got a lot of, background noise or something. It's hard to hear you. Are you on the streets of Philadelphia?
I am. Let me run over to a quieter place. Is this better?
That's better, yeah. All right, so you say that FIRE sends out a lot of warnings to universities. I know that you're based in Philadelphia. Tell us a little bit about the organization itself.
Well, FIRE is a nonpartisan, nonprofit organization, and we defend the rights of students and faculty to freedom of expression. So we defend people on the left, we defend people on the right, and we defend people who have no discernible ideological view. So we send letters, we file lawsuits, and we defend the right to free speech.
And our buddy Gregory Manko is a professor at St. Joseph's University. He's on paid leave. He's on leave. I don't know if it's paid or not, but he's on leave because of some political tweets. He voiced opposition to reparations. And so, therefore, he was labeled as racist, which is ridiculous because lots of people oppose reparations and they're not racist. So you wrote to SJU to make clear that his extramural expression cannot be investigated or punished.
Exactly. So there's a difference between your speech in class and your speech out of class. When you are speaking in class, you do have a certain amount of academic freedom as long as you are speaking on something that is relevant to the class. You can share your views when it's relevant. But when you're off campus and you're not in class, you're not speaking to students, you have the same rights that every other citizen does. Now, St. Joe's is private, meaning that the First Amendment does not compel them to offer free speech to anyone, but they make their own promises saying that they do offer free speech, and they need to keep those promises.
Yeah, in fact, they've adopted the American Association of University Professors 1940 statement, which provides that when professors speak or write as citizens, they should be free from university censorship or discipline. It also makes clear in its own discrimination policy that St. Joseph's strongly supports and protects the principle of academic freedom.
Right. And the way to strongly support and defend academic freedom is not by suspending people for exercising their rights. If you suspend someone or you start an investigation, you're sending the message that, look, we think we can punish you for your protected speech, and they can't. This is protected speech. It would be protected speech if this were a public institution under the First Amendment. And by adopting these standards, St. Joe's has committed themselves to protecting that speech. And right now they're not doing that.
Well, I'm very happy that that the Foundation for Individual Rights in Education has decided to take up his case and help him. It's wonderful. You can find them at thefire.org. Adam Steinbaugh, Director of Individual Rights Defense Program at FIRE. Thanks for coming on the show today and for fighting for the rights of our buddy, Professor Greg Manko. Thank you.
thank you for helping to draw public attention to this. Thank you.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right. I have spent a lot of time, as you know, discussing Andrew Cuomo, and I will do so again. I opened the show with it today, and I'm waiting to see about some of the media coverage of this. You know, I've been very consistent on this for years. When accusations are made against individuals, everyone is entitled to their presumption of innocence. The trick, though, is that standard doesn't apply when Republicans are accused. They're automatically guilty, as we saw with Brett Kavanaugh, as we've seen with others. So the hypocrisy on that is just absolutely amazing. But a couple of things before we get too far here. Todd Shepard over at Broad and Liberty wrote a great piece. We are failing, and frustrated Dem lawmakers propose forcing DOH to change vaccine policies. Four Democrat state senators announced on Saturday their intent to establish a COVID-19 vaccine registration database they hope will smooth a bumpy rollout of vaccines across Pennsylvania. In the press release, the state senators expressed frustration at how the initial distribution has progressed in Pennsylvania, which is near the bottom in state vaccination levels. One senator aimed remarks directly at the Department of Health, while another said the process so far is failing millions of Pennsylvanians. These are Democrats saying this. This is over at broadandliberty.com, by the way. Great site. If you don't check it out every day, you're missing out. Broadandliberty.com. For weeks, my colleagues and I have urged the Department of Health to make changes to the vaccine rollout, including more centralized registration, distribution, and oversight systems. State Senator Maria Collette, Democrat from Bucks in Montgomery County. A state vaccine registration database could help streamline the process and restore constituents' faith. Now, the error so far in the state, like, for example, days after the Department of Health announced a mistake in which tens of thousands of shots intended for the second booster dose of the Moderna vaccine were given instead to patients as the first dose, which then left the state scrambling now because they had about 30,000 to 60,000 Pennsylvanians scheduled to get the second dose, and they're now awaiting new appointments. Believe that? Senator Amanda Cappelletti, who represents Delco and Montgo, she said the rollout of the COVID-19 vaccine in Pennsylvania has been fragmented, hard to navigate, and has left behind our most vulnerable and at-risk populations. She's a Democrat. I've joined in pushing for this crucial legislation because the best way to end confusion and improve our vaccine rollout is to centralize the registry and make the process easier for all Pennsylvanians. Another Democrat, Senator Lindsey Williams of Allegheny, said we are failing the millions of Pennsylvanians who need a straightforward, accessible, and consistent way to sign up for the COVID vaccine. Can anybody explain to me how Dr. Levine has made it all the way to the top, considering what an absolute failure the secretary leaves behind in Pennsylvania? Absolute failure. Absolute failure here. And that's not me. This is Democrats saying this. Similar legislation has already been introduced in the State House of Representatives. The legislative memo said the restrictions of a commonwealth do not permit us to create a statewide database of available appointments, but does not give specifics on any legal hurdles. Now, this point here, and again, this is a great piece from Broad and Liberty, Todd Shepard. Governor Wolf's office referred questions from Broad and Liberty to the Department of Health. In doing so, the office refused to give comment on whether the senators were taking action out of disappointment or frustration with the administration and whether the Wolf administration could move on its own and create such a database without legislative approval. The Pennsylvania Department of Health paid $852,000 for the software and is now weighing whether to use its soon-to-be-created mass vaccination clinics. But according to officials whose clinics serve Allegheny and four other counties, the program has serious flaws. Have you experienced this, by the way? You might be one of the millions of Pennsylvanians who've experienced this. The program cannot create private appointment links. It overbooks clinics. It sends patients incorrect or conflicting scheduling reminders. And it lets people make appointments even if they aren't eligible for the vaccine. On Thursday, DOH Acting Director Allison Beam admitted to its mistakes surrounding the Moderna doses, but she is set to replace Dr. Rachel Levine after Levine was nominated by President Biden to become the Federal Assistant Secretary of Health. So again, why is Levine going to Washington when this mess that she started here? I mean, Levine is terrible. And now you get promoted up. You get promoted up. You failed, you get promoted up. Beam has similarly faced separate grillings over vaccinations from the legislature earlier in the month, where Democrats were not shy about providing criticism. A lot of people have talked about the incredible frustration and lack of transparency of information. I'm among them, Colette said at the time. You know, here's the deal. These Democrats said this now how many times? These Democrat governors had so much time to prepare for this. And every time that they're failing, they try to turn around and blame Trump for this. You know why we have the Johnson & Johnson vaccine? Why we have the Moderna vaccine? Why we have the Pfizer vaccine? It's because President Trump and Operation Warp Speed took a gigantic bulldozer to the bureaucracy and knocked it down. But it fell on the states to organize the distribution. And New Jersey is terrible at it. The website's a mess. Seniors can't figure it out. They got to hire college kids to make their appointments. It's a mess in Pennsylvania. Same thing's happening there. It's a mess. And what I like, though, is, and I commend these Democrat senators, because it's not easy to speak out against your own party. In New Jersey, they're all silent. Steve Sweeney, who's the Senate president in New Jersey, used to have a backbone. He lost that a long time ago under King Philip the Unaccountable. So they never say anything. The Democrats in the legislature just let Murphy run the place without any checks and balances. But it's the same mess over there. Same mess over there. No doubt about that. But I'm glad they're speaking out. Hopefully something will come of this. And I'm glad that broadandliberty.com has decided to focus on this. Younger adults, in fact, are navigating guilt and pressure and seeking COVID vaccine slots for older relatives. So this one story that I saw here, Megan Kappa, her name is, she used every spare moment she had to hit the refresh button on her MacBook screen. When she first woke up, this is on the Jersey side of the river, while on lunch break, she moved into her new home. She'd hit the refresh button with hope of landing her parents and grandparents an appointment to get a COVID vaccine. She said it was definitely defeating because I was seeing other people get appointments who were in better health than who I was trying to get the vaccine for. And it was just frustrating because it was truly the luck of the draw. After 3 weeks, she was finally able to secure appointments for her parents and grandparents. By the end of this month, she expects her older loved ones to be fully vaccinated. An important step, she said, to remove the pressures and fear that her loved ones have over COVID-19. She said, it truly felt like a weight fell off my shoulders. I finally relaxed for the first time in a month. You believe it took 3 weeks for her to get those appointments for her parents? Across New Jersey, younger loved ones of those eligible to receive the vaccine have expressed their frustration with an online vaccination appointment system that their older, less tech-savvy relatives can't navigate. I got to ask the obvious question here. Where the hell are all these big tech companies in California? Why have they not been helping with this? It's amazing to me. You know, Jack, who looks like the Unabomber, the head of Twitter, with that beard and the nose piercing and everything. Well, they spent so much time, you know, banning Trump from social media. Why weren't they helping the states out with the rollout of all this stuff? Honestly, Google, Amazon announced they would start helping after Joe Biden was inaugurated president. You know the answer. You know the answer as well as I do. Politics, that's why. Because these friggin' tech companies did not want to help the Trump administration. They were asked. Jared Kushner went to Google and he went to Amazon and he went to all these companies and asked them to help with the distribution of these vaccines, and they didn't help. They just ignored the request, and look where we are now. I mean, these big tech companies have platforms that enable you to find anything you want and to have it delivered to your home in an hour in our area. An hour. But instead, the states created these bulky, bureaucratic, awful-to-use online scheduling systems. And the distribution is a mess. It's a mess. Across New Jersey, younger loved ones of those eligible to receive the vaccine have expressed their frustration with an online vaccination appointment system that is tough to navigate. Even though the younger generation of New Jerseyans is willing to stare at a screen for weeks on end, the process has been daunting. The struggle has led to the creation of an online community of vaccine go-getters doing all they can to get the most vulnerable population in the state vaccinated. A lot of older people don't have someone like me who would spend so much time looking for an appointment. I don't know how my grandparents would have ever gotten it without me. And a lot of people don't have someone who was able to do what I did, the 27-year-old said. Having access to all these online tools can also compound the feeling of defeat when a younger family member can't secure a vaccine appointment for parents or grandparents, said Maurice Elias, a psychology professor at Rutgers. When we try to help people we truly love and care deeply about and we cannot, there is a residual feeling that somehow they could have done something more and found success. This is exacerbated by occasional exceptions to the rule, often highlighted on social or mass media about clever ways someone outwitted the system to get an appointment for a loved one. The feeling of guilt associated with not being able to secure an appointment for your grandparents, your parents, has continued. A lot of people are feeling that way as well. They've been trying to help their parents. They haven't been able to do it. There are 61,000 members of a Facebook group called New Jersey COVID Vaccine Info. What the group does is to try to help share information about vaccine appointments as they become available. 61,000 people. Brittany Prell said her sisters, they founded the group after benefiting from a similar online community in Florida. The sisters have been trying to secure a vaccine appointment for their grandmother, who lives half the year in South Florida. After their grandmother was unsuccessful, they gave it a shot. That's when she stumbled upon the Florida group and was able to secure an appointment within a day. So, you know, I gotta ask the question again. These disasters, these failures as governors, these Democrats with this distribution, when are they going to get called out for all this? Hold my breath, right? 855-839-1210. Listen, it's cold. Of course it's cold. It's Philly, it's Jersey, it's cold, it's winter. But you can save money. You know, now with the canceling of the Keystone XL pipeline and the whole fact that there is now this war on oil, expect gas prices to go up. Expect it to happen. Less people are driving, and they're going to start raising gas prices. And oil prices are also going up as well. And if you heat your home with oil or you heat your home with electricity or really any fuel, it's going to be impacted by this. But you don't need to be a victim of that. Because when you have USA Insulation come to your home and install their premium foam insulation directly into your walls from the outside, your home is going to feel so much warmer. A beautiful foam barrier around your house that keeps the warm air you're paying for inside. Oh, it's great. I love USA Insulation because every month we get our electric bill and I'm saving money. So please do what I did. Reach out to them today at usainsulation.net. I did this. It worked. The house is more comfortable. We're saving money. It's a beautiful thing. USAinsulation.net or 1-800-USA-FOAM. 1-800-USA-FOAM. You'll see, just like I have seen, as so many others have seen, the difference it makes when your home is properly insulated. If your home is cold, you have an insulation problem. Trust me, I changed the furnace, the windows, but it was the insulation that did the trick. USAinsulation.net or 1-800-USA-FOAM.
You're in the middle of 60 minutes of nonstop talk. This is the Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
And now I would like to turn to the what's on the cut sheet portion of the program and involve executive producer Greg Stocker into the effort. Please give him his proper welcome.
What's on the cut sheet?
Yes, indeed, Greg. I would ask you, though, if I could, please, can you start with cut 15 for me, please, if you would. What is 15? Let me read that. The CBS Evening News discussing Cuomo. Go ahead, Greg. Tell us about that.
I pulled that.
Greg, tell us about cut 15. The CBS Evening News discussing Cuomo. Greg, go ahead.
I don't have a cut 15.
Okay, Greg, 16, cut 16. NBC Nightly News, Lester Holt discussing the allegations against Andrew Cuomo. Tell us about that, Greg.
Again, my cuts only go to 13, 14.
Greg, I don't ask much, but I wanted cuts 15, 16, 17. Okay, fine. Greg, I'm not going to beat you up on the air. Okay, cut 17, Greg, cut 17. This is now the ABC Nightly News with David Muir. David Muir relentlessly covering Andrew Cuomo last night, the allegations against him about sexual harassment. Tell us about that, Greg. Go ahead, cut 17.
I don't have cut 7. There's no audio.
In other words, you're saying to me, Greg, you were unable to pull the audio of the CBS Evening News, the NBC Nightly News, or the ABC Nightly News covering the LoveGov Andrew Cuomo. Or is that what you're telling me, Greg? You were unable to get to it this morning, Greg?
Un, unable to get to it because it was not covered on those networks last night. There's no coverage on any of the nightly news of the Andrew Cuomo sexual harassment cases.
I think you're wrong, Greg. In fact, I just found ABC covered it last night, Greg, for 0 seconds. NBC covered it for 0 seconds. CBS covered it for 0 seconds. Sounds to me like maybe you're falling asleep on the job just a little bit. I'd like to hear the audio of the 0 seconds of coverage if I could.
Okay.
Okay, fine. Maybe tomorrow. Cut sheet in my formerly planter's peanut stained fingers. I don't know. It just seems appropriate.
I don't want to. This isn't on your cut sheet, but I found that Janice Dean just tweeted this out. This is a quote. This is a clip from Andrew Cuomo talking about the Trump administration and sexual harassment. This is recorded off TV, so it's a little hard to hear, but I think it's very apropos of what we're talking about right now, Rich. Cut 14 at Bill, if you have it.
After the Me Too movement, they did absolutely nothing when it came to sexual harassment. They have always diminished the charges of women. Always.
Wait, this is Speed It Up or something. He doesn't talk that fast. It would be more like this. The Trump administration did nothing. They did nothing. Why is that like on double speed? What is
I have no idea. I just agree, right?
That's not how he talks.
I mean, he is a little more elongated when he talks, but it does sound a little sped up. But
we played this clip earlier, but this was Cuomo cut 8, unlike the Trump administration. This time he was yelling at a rally, I believe, right?
Yeah.
Cut 8.
And all they got was a deaf ear from President Trump in Washington, but New York passed the strongest sexual harassment law in the United States of America.
And now I am guilty of breaking that law.
Well.
Allegedly. Did I say you want to play strip poker? Actually, what I said was, do you want to do that game with the dots and you stretch out Twister, I believe? So the allegations against Andrew Cuomo are disgusting. The guy is, if true, the guy is a pig, a total pig. But does anybody doubt? Does anybody think this woman's making this up, by the way? I don't. I think she's telling the truth. You know how I know? Because it's so Cuomo to be like, listen, we're up here on the plane, my taxpayer-funded jet. Why don't you join the gubernatorial Mile High Club?
Oh, no. It's,
right?
It's not.
I mean, I totally can hear that creep saying these kind of things to this poor woman.
Yeah.
I hear it in my head. all right, Greg, what else do I... Well, so Bill Bellennial did pull the CBS Morning Show discussing Cuomo. How long is this, Bill?
They did it for about 3 minutes.
3 minutes?
3 whole minutes on this.
Dawn, have you followed the Today Show? Has the Today Show done anything on it?
They led at 7 a.m. with Fauci. Savannah did have a tease that I saw, a tease, and they showed the woman, but I don't think they've gotten to it yet. So they did like a 10-second tease.
I have not seen it on Good Morning America, though I did see the unbiased journalist George Stephanopoulos having a jelly donut eating contest.
Yes, it's priorities.
So,
priorities.
You know, right. Anyway, they do a lot of weather on these national morning shows. You notice that?
They do. Yeah,
every 10 seconds, they got the weather.
Weather sells, brother.
Weather sells. All right, do you want to hear a little bit of the CBS Morning Show discussing Cuomo and the allegations?
Yes.
Let's take a listen.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, who is already facing criticism for part of his response to the pandemic, faces new trouble this morning over detailed allegations of inappropriate behavior in the workplace. The latest accusations come from former aide Lindsay Boyan, who wrote, "Andrew Cuomo abused his power as governor to sexually harass me, just as he had done with so many other women." Mola Lenghi is following this story for us. Mola, good morning to you. What is the governor saying about these allegations?
Oh, good morning, Tony. A spokesperson for the governor said in a statement, quote, claims of inappropriate behavior are quite simply false. Lindsay Boylan first brought her allegations forward about 2 months ago on Twitter, allegations that the governor denies. Now she says she's providing details as the governor faces separate accusations of bullying and creating a toxic workplace.
I'm Lindsay Boylan.
Lindsay Boylan, a Democrat running for Manhattan Borough President, previously worked for New York Governor Andrew Cuomo for more than 3 years. Boylan alleges she was told in 2016 the governor had a crush on her. She says once, after a one-on-one briefing, Cuomo stepped in front of her and kissed her on the lips without permission. No. And on an October 2017 trip on his taxpayer-funded...
By the way, stop it 1 second. And Bill, back up about 30 seconds. By the way, any laughter that comes out of this is because we're enjoying Cuomo being taken down.
Yes.
Right? We're not laughing at the allegations because they're disgusting. I just want to point that out. But what I find amazing about this is I got to hand it to the CBS Morning Show. I mean, they're actually covering this with the due diligence it deserves. I'm amazed right now. I'm truly, truly amazed by all this. Go ahead.
No, I just think it's the strip poker. It, like, details like that, it just rings true.
Yeah.
It's not a vague allegation, but it is interesting how the different networks are treating this.
Now, what's interesting is that I think the CBS Morning Show is going all in on this because they know that Cuomo is done. I mean, let's face it, right? They know he's done, and so they want to be leading on this because it's over for him. The calls on him to resign, impeachment, Democrats coming after him now. I mean, they're all – it's just a feeding frenzy on this guy at this point.
So this is really a snowball effect. It started with the nursing homes and then the Ron Kim thing and now this. I'm wondering, when these snowball effects happen, it usually means that it's never a good ending for whoever the person is that these things are snowballing on. Will Chris Cuomo on CNN have to step aside at the 9 p.m. hour if this thing becomes like where everybody's calling on him to resign because he can't comment on it, right?
So, he would be the lesser victim of the downfall of Andrew Cuomo.
That's not
you say I'm somehow less than.
You are. You definitely are. Because think about it, right? I mean, he's the one that sat there with his brother for months doing,
yucked it up.
My meatballs better than you. You know, that nonsense, the back and forth, pathetic, right? And Chris Cuomo never decided to look into any of this. CNN, I don't think, ever decided to look into any of this stuff because of Chris.
Yeah.
You talk about a conflict of interest, right?
That's what I mean. Like they can't not comment on this in the entire 9 p.m. hour of CNN, right? I mean, maybe they can, but man.
he should have to recuse himself and let somebody go in there who can actually talk about this. This is a major deal. And it's a major deal because it was their network that gave Cuomo such a big platform every day. Ma thinks you're a wuss, which is true because you are a wuss and not for nothing. But, I mean, every day with those two, right? During COVID? Every day.
Yes.
All right, so let's hear the allegations against Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York. Go ahead, Bill.
I'm Lindsay Boylan.
Lindsay Boylan, a Democrat running for Manhattan Borough President, previously worked for New York Governor Andrew Cuomo for more than 3 years. Boylan alleges she was told in 2016 the governor had a crush on her. She says once, after a one-on-one briefing, Cuomo stepped in front of her and kissed her on the lips without permission. And on an October 2017 trip on his taxpayer-funded jet, the governor suggested, let's play strip poker. The governor's office disputes the claims. A statement from four aides who flew with Boylan and the governor that month said, we were on each of these October flights and this conversation did not happen.
I don't believe their denials. I mean, I believe Lindsay Boylan.
Democratic New York State Senator Alessandra Biaggi worked in Cuomo's office from April to December 2017.
I did not like going to work. It was actually one of the darkest moments and times of my life. He has used his power in a way to torture people, to threaten people. That is a line that you cross when you behave that way that is abusive.
Another woman, Karen Hinton, worked for Cuomo in 1995 and also describes a culture of workplace bullying. In the New York Daily News, Hinton wrote that Cuomo made me feel as if I were no good at my job and thus totally dependent on him to keep it. Morgan Peckney, a journalist, says he received threats from one of Cuomo's top aides when he wrote an article criticizing the governor 7 years ago.
That culture that you describe of bullying, where do you think that came from within the office?
This comes directly from the top. This is the governor's MO. Everybody who covers Albany, anybody who works in the orbit of the Capitol knows that the governor is this way. And he thinks it's a virtue. And he's wrong.
Now, these accusations follow recent revelations that the governor and his team withheld data about the actual number of people who died of coronavirus in nursing homes in the state of New York. A senior advisor to Cuomo says that State Senator Biagi never interacted with the governor when she worked for his administration. Now, we reached out to the governor's office for a response about Biagi, Hinton, and Petmay's claims, and we've yet to hear back, Tony.
Now, I'm curious, Bill, thank you for grabbing that audio. Afterward, did they have the little chit-chat that they do at the table after that segment?
I'll have to, let me go back, because I'm
yeah, I'm just curious about that. I'm curious what Gayle King said, and the other guy, you know, after that. Because, I mean, it's a very, I think, Dawn, you'd agree, right? It's a very powerful expose they just did of Cuomo. And I'm curious what the chit-chat was after.
Yes.
Because they all love the guy. I mean, they were part of the praising of Cuomo, you know, team for months and months on end. So
when he went on his book tour and they were all, you know, everybody loved having him on and, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. And his poster, remember? This is my rendition of me at the top and you at the bottom. Over here is one of my floozies. And over here is a woman that I embarrassed. There's another woman over here. What's clear, though, is whether or not, and remember, Cuomo, the standard is all women are to be believed. So Lindsay Boylan has to be believed. That's Cuomo's standard. He said it.
Yes.
And so this is like, this guy is a disaster. I have said that he's the nursing home killer. I think he's even bigger of a sociopath than this. Because think about it. He, you know, I mean, the nursing home orders, and then obviously all the people out there that he bullied, and all the people, and he just, and his hubris, blaming everybody, right? Blaming this person, that person, everybody, everybody. Yes, Bill.
I have the answer. They did a roundtable discussion on this.
Oh, great.
They went to weather. Local weather.
All right.
I mean, thank
you. That full circle.
Do you have the audio of that?
I'll have to pull it.
Yeah, do me a favor. Pull that up for me if you would. I'd love to hear them go, wow, that was something. And now weather. You know, because I'm sure it's probably, I have no doubts about that. I'm sure it was, you know, wow, Well, how about that weather? Huh? Remember I said earlier, I said they go to weather like every seven
yes.
minutes?
Yep.
They also have an emergency weather button on the desk. So when it gets uncomfortable, they go, oh, weather. Oh, weather. Look at that. Well, Bill pulls it up. Let me tell you about Newsmax TV. I was on Newsmax yesterday, had a great time. They're coming after Newsmax big, big time. They had a hearing on Capitol Hill yesterday trying to blame Newsmax and other conservative sites on television and radio for what happened at the Capitol building. That's ridiculous. That is absolutely outrageous. But this is what they do. They want to shut down freedom of speech and shut down companies like Newsmax. You can fight back by watching Newsmax. That's right. Download the Newsmax app. You can watch it right on your phone. Newsmax TV. You can watch it on your cable system. You can watch it anywhere. And the beautiful thing about Newsmax, of course, is that it's free. There's no paywall to get through. So if your cable company doesn't carry it and you want to watch it, then watch it by going to Newsmax.com or downloading the app. And all this week, they're discussing religious liberty because author David Horowitz has a new book out on how the left is coming after freedom of religion. So check it out. Newsmax TV. Remember, it's real news for real people. Check your cable guide, Newsmax TV.
You're listening to 60 Minutes of Nonstop Talk. The Rich Cioli Show. On Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. WPHT HD WOGL HD3. Philadelphia. Live from the Malamud & Associates Law Studios.
Just checking in on social media, by the way. Susie says, in Ohio, two of my brothers that are in their 70s, my sister-in-law, their buddies, all have gotten the vaccine. Here in Florida, all of my better half's golf buddies in their late 60s, 70s, and 80s all have gotten it. Red states versus blue, simple as that. Yeah, you're right. I agree. By the way, I think, is there something, I hear audio, some weird, is there something on or something? Let's see. Dan says, I was able to get my 83-year-old dad his shot last week thanks to a persistent relative who stayed online repeatedly logging in. It's a crapshoot. Otherwise, would have been months. Meanwhile, I would say 90% of the people getting shots were under 50. He's obviously in our area. And the other question, too, or the other point Turbo Genius made is, hey, Rich, big tech had no problems when it came to helping Biden get elected. Plastering voter registration help everywhere, but nothing for COVID, though. Sad. True. That check-in on social media brought to you by our great friends at Cherry Hill Volvo, where relationships matter. They really do matter. Check them out at Cherry Hill Volvo, right over the bridge on Route 70 in Cherry Hill. All right, so after that very, very hard-hitting expose on Andrew Cuomo, this is how the CBS Morning Show crew reacted.
Petmay's claims, and we've yet to hear back, Tony.
A few different issues there for the governor, Mo. Thank you very much. Up next, Vlad Duthie has the stories you'll be talking about today, but first it is 7:44. Time to check your local weather.
It's an awesome issues the governor will be discussing there. Issues? The political world around the guy is collapsing. He's been accused of bullying, threatening to kill people, sexual harassment. He's killed people in nursing homes. Wow, you got some issues, huh? Hey, how about that weather?
It's going to be a warm one.
Look at that. What, cloudy, huh? Chance of showers, huh? What do we got here? Let's once again, do that again for me. I want to hear that again. These people are amazing. They really are. Go ahead, Bill.
And Petmay's claims, and we've yet to hear back, Tony.
A few different issues there for the governor, Mo. Thank you very much.
Let's go through a few different issues. Killing people in nursing homes, issue one. Lying about it to the feds, issue two. Lying about it to state Democrats, issue three. Sexual harassment claims, issue four. Bullying claims, issue five. Threatening to kill a member of the legislature, issue six.
So, are you saying he's probably not going to be running in 2024?
Well, let me check the weather. It's cloudy out there chance of meatballs. Unbelievable. Issues. 855-839-1210 is the number. 855-839-1210. We're going to get to more cuts, obviously, in just a second. But I want to say that when we play strip poker...
That's the funny thing. I mean, you're right. The allegations are not funny.
No.
But hearing all I can hear in my head when they make these allegations is you doing Cuomo saying these things. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not laughing at the allegations. Yeah. I'm laughing at you mimicking what he would say.
With 30,000 feet exactly. Up in my taxpayer funded jet, what happens in midair? Stays in midair?
No, well, I don't know about that.
If you know what I mean, and if not, I'll destroy you anyway. If not, I'm going to have that trooper over there open the door to the jet and throw you out. I hope you can fly. I'm sorry, Greg, yes?
What's funny about that is that, you know, the caricature that you paint of him is really kind of true. Like, yeah. Like all those things that you say, the absurd, you know, way that you mock him is actually how he is reportedly to behave.
He's a bully. I mean? He's a narcissist. Yeah. He's a sociopath. He's a sleazeball. He's a sexual harasser. That's everything in the bit of the Love Gov that has been created on the show in the past year, basically. When Cuomo first came out and said, America, I'm here to save you with my daily press conferences. Love me. Worship me. You wish I was president. I'm going to write a book, a paint-by-number artwork. You're going to love me, starting with my New York Stinks hand sanitizer. Remember that?
Oh my God. That was before the pandemic.
Yeah.
So we've been on this for over a year.
He started with prison labor. Remember, that was also another issue, too. I'm going to have prisoners make hand sanitizer And then I'm going to go out there and tell the world, look, it's New York stinks. Fight germs with it. Remember that?
Yep.
So now we're at sort of the crescendo of the LoveGov, and it's everything. Yeah, every caricature has been absolutely true about this guy. It's amazing. It's amazing.
That's what's funny.
You know, not for nothing, but on this flight, you don't have to wear a mask or pants.
No.
You know, that was what he said in his New York LoveGov Air. LoveGov Air. Is that what they call it?
What did they call the...
What was it?
No,
oh, the Clinton. Oh, yeah, they had the Lolita Express, right? Wasn't that the jet?
Yep.
With Clinton and Jeffrey Epstein. This is Air LoveGov, and this is your captain speaking. Under your seat, you're going to see a life preserver and a deck of cards.
What are you talking about?
We're going to play a little game that I like to call mid-air strip poker. What a friggin' sleazeball. All right, let me go to the news in just a second, but Greg is holding in Chestnut Hill. Yes, Greg, good morning.
Hail, but for the variance.
Hail, but for the variance, yes.
When I was going with the Cuomo thing, this is definitely his swan song. He's definitely out, but they're not going to be nailing him to the wall for the nursing home deaths, because that would encompass Pennsylvania's governors, I mean, Wolf and Murphy and Cuomo, but they are going to nail him for all the sexual harassment, because they do not want to bring him up, like I just said, with the nursing homes, because that'll get all the way back up the trail to Biden saying what a wonderful job he did and bringing him in. And everybody puffing him up and saying how magnificent he did with his books every night on CNN. You couldn't get him off. He was like Fauci there for a while. He was on TV every night saying, and they were spewing out his magnificence. So that's what I believe it. He's going down for that and not what he really should. Well, he should go down for both of them, but he should really go down for the nursing homes. But I don't think they're going to press him on it now that he has the sexual harassment.
It's Greg. Isn't it something to watch the glorious implosion of this guy? It's like it couldn't have happened to a nicer guy, as they say.
Greg Stocker just said, the character that you built. And I'll drive sometimes, and I'll hear his name, and I'll go off. It could not happen to a finer human being, because he's. Let's face it. There's only one word for him. It's skank. He is a total skank of a human being.
Dawn's cracking up, by the way. Good job.
You have to give him a word. That's it.
This is Air Skank One. All right, Greg. Yeah, thank you, buddy. I appreciate it. That's a good term. This is your captain speaking. We're going to do some pre-flight checks. In order to balance the weight a little bit, I'm going to need your clothes off. What a friggin' slime ball. Unbelievable.
Like he was a member of Led Zeppelin in the 70s.
On this flight, we play games. Twister. But there's a twist in Twister. We play Operation. Do you want to be the doctor or the nurse today? What a friggin' creep. Oh, man. All right. 855-839-1210. Before I go to news, let me just say the thing about the government is that when they want to get you, they want to get you. One of the things I always think is amazing, right? It's absolutely one of the things that's fascinating is the IRS, right? How the IRS will do whatever they have to do to get their money. You need to have somebody with you on your side fighting for you, and that is Charlie Montesino. He is the tax problem solver. Charlie is certified. He's a certified tax resolution specialist. One of the absolute best. And remember something, you know, there's only 153 people in the entire country who are certified. But certified tax resolution specialist, Charlie Montesino is one of them. So when you need help with your IRS problems, don't hesitate. Reach out to him today. 877-257-1040. 877-257-1040. He's in South Jersey, but he'll help you anywhere you need help. 877-257-1040. Charlie Montesino, the tax problem solver. He also has a website, taxproblemssolve.com. Remember, Charlie Montesino is a certified public accountant and the certified tax problem solver, one of the elite few in the country with that designation. 877-257-1040, Charlie Montesino.
You're in the middle of 60 minutes of nonstop talk. The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, Dawn, good morning. Let's get a little news. How are we doing today?
We're doing great. 43 degrees right now. Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf continuing his statewide crackdown on restaurants that defy his COVID-19 mitigation orders, with more than 100 restaurants issued closure notices for violations. The Department of Health filing legal action against more than 50 restaurants accused of violating Wolf's orders. So right now, restaurants are at 50% capacity, but many violators out there. So they're facing legal action. Dr. Rachel Levine,
what legal action? What are they doing to these poor people who've already suffered enough in this state?
They're fining them. They're taking them to court. They're ordering closures for noncompliance with the governor's orders. Yeah.
Wow. Amazing.
Dr. Rachel,
they just won't relent. Go ahead. Sorry.
Dr. Rachel Levine, who ran Pennsylvania's health department, as you know, will answer senators' questions today on Capitol Hill during a confirmation hearing. Dr. Levine is President Joe Biden's choice for Assistant Secretary of Health, as Zeoli has told you. You'll recall Dr. Levine criticized for removing her elderly mother from a nursing home and checking her mom into a hotel while at the same time enforcing a policy to force positive COVID-19 patients into Pennsylvania nursing homes. And advocacy groups have repeatedly talked about this, reported this. We later learned, tragically, the majority of COVID-19 deaths happened inside Pennsylvania nursing home. So we'll see if senators ask about that today on Capitol Hill. New Jersey-based Johnson & Johnson, Zeoli has talked a lot about this yesterday when that news broke, and it's being covered nationally as well. But J&J, New Jersey-based, on track for FDA approval for emergency use. FDA says in America it's 85% effective against the most serious illness of COVID-19. So it's the first one injection vaccination, and just great news, gives us a lot of hope. If it's approved as expected tomorrow, we could see that vaccine roll out as early as Saturday. Drunk driving charges dropped against New Jersey's own Bruce Springsteen during a virtual court hearing yesterday. Springsteen pleading guilty. He pleaded guilty right around the same time that Zeoli was live on Newsmax. So it was timed there. He pleaded guilty to that lesser charge of consuming alcohol in a restricted area because it's a national park there in Sandy Hook. But the DWI and reckless driving charges, the more serious charges, dropped for lack of evidence. The boss must pay fines up to $500 plus fees. But Jeep has reinstated, unpausing the airing of its commercial that we all saw Super Bowl Sunday.
Your Honor, I'm going to go back and start lecturing people again about being in the middle. I'm going to do that right now, Your Honor. I'm so sorry about drinking tequila and saying no to a breathalyzer, but clearly you're a fan.
It's true.
So I'm walking out of here today.
$500.
$500 fine, yeah. Good luck with that if that's, you know, you and your normal life and you're not Bruce Springsteen. Oh, God.
The NBC 10 First Alert forecast. Oh, this is
Judge,
so-
can you meet me in the middle? And I don't know, maybe drop some of the charges, Judge. Meet me in the middle. Oh, man.
Sunny, 47 degrees today and tomorrow. Saturday, 56 degrees. Morning showers, but clearing out later for your beautiful Saturday. Sunday, rainy, 48 degrees. I'm Zeoli Show News Live.
Thank you, Dawn. I appreciate it. It got some good tweets. The Big Ragu, our buddy, says, all excellent points about the LoveGov. But come on, at least some members of his staff didn't do something really serious, you know, like putting some traffic cones out on a bridge. Fair point. That is way worse. Remember how the media covered Bridgegate? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Let's see here now. Chris Eppolito. Rich, I'm in line with Greg, pointing out how spot on you are with the LoveGov. how long before he sues you for plagiarism? Good point. Good point. All right, Greg, what else do I have today?
So speaking of Bruce, we have another little excerpt from the podcast that he's doing with the former President Obama. It's called Renegades Born in the USA. I figure I don't subscribe to Spotify, so I can't pull actual clips from that. So I just have to wait for them to release these little teasers. But I figure it might be a little fun to, since we're talking about Bruce. This is cut three from yesterday, Bill. Do you have that for me?
How did we get here?
Uh-oh.
America as divided as it's been in our lifetimes.
Uh-oh.
And how could we find our way back to a more unifying American story? That was the topic of so many of my conversations last year, with family, with friends. And one of those friends was Mr. Bruce Springsteen. The same issues that you struggle with have been issues I've struggled with.
Well, the political comes from the personal.
So we decided to set up a microphone and get into it. It took us to the distance between the American dream.
Stop. Well, the political comes from the personal. Freaking Socrates over there.
Nice. Love that. Bill and Ted.
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. Yeah, Mr. Socrates with that. Well, the political comes from the personal. Right? Am I right? That's his big... The big wisdom,
the pomposity of this, of these clips. I pull them and I cringe every time I hear them. You know, it's just so like we discuss, and Bruce with his ugh.
So Obama was against reparations. Now he's for reparations, and he said something like white elitism or white grievance politics kept reparations from being an issue. Now he's for it. So, you know, if you were against it before, but you're for it now, I guess that's the new middle. I'm not quite sure how that works, but remember. Politics is the personal.
And the music in the beginning.
All right, keep going.
The political comes from the personal.
So we decided to set up a microphone and get into it. It took us to the distance between the American dream and the American reality.
There's a dread in the air. And in the idea of the American dream that hadn't been present previously.
Race and class in America. I popped him in the face and broke his nose. Our difficult relationships with our fathers.
My dad never really spoke to me through to the day he died. You know? He truly didn't know how.
We even ditched the Secret Service for a joyride in Bruce's Corvette.
I'm in trouble. But you know what? There are times where you just got to do...
You got to do what you got to do.
Was he drunk?
Stop.
I basically pulled that cut for that one line that you just gave.
Mr. President, before we start driving, you mind if I do a quick shot of Patron? It's like my good luck charm, you know what I mean? And since the Secret Service ain't around, I don't think anyone's going to do anything, right? I'm in his jersey. I can do whatever the hell I want here. Thank you, Greg, for that.
No
it's
problem.
Fantastic. I see I got a little Saki on my cut sheet today.
Yes. She was... So there was a big back and forth between her and Peter Doocy from Fox News about the separation thing at the border and kids in cages. And,
oh, right. Yes.
Peter Doocy asked him to... clarify that. There's two cuts here. Let's start with cut two, Bill. Go ahead.
We spoke yesterday about immigration and this facility, HHS facility in Carrizo Springs, Texas, for migrant children. And you said it is not kids in cages. We've seen some photos now of containers. Is there a better description? Is it kids in containers instead of kids in cages? What is the White House's description of this facility?
Well, let me give a broader description of what's happening here. We have a number of unaccompanied minors, children, who are coming into the country without their families. What we are not doing, what the last administration did, was separate those kids, rip them from the arms of their parents at the border. We are not doing that. That is immoral, and that is not the approach of this administration. These kids, we have a couple of options. We can send them back home and do a dangerous journey back. We are not doing that either. That is also putting them at risk. We can quickly transfer them from CBP to these HHS-run facilities. That's one option. Or we can put them with families and sponsors without any vetting. There were some problems that process ran into as well. We've chosen the middle option. And these HHS facilities, this is one of them you're referring to, we had to expand and open additional facilities because there was not enough space in the existing facilities and if we were to abide by COVID protocols. That's the process and the step. This facility in Texas, which has been reopened, has been revamped, has been, there are teachers, there is medical facilities, and our objective is to move these kids quickly from there to vetted, sponsored families, and to places where they can safely be. This is a difficult situation. It's a difficult choice. That's the choice we've made.
Follow up. So they are containers. The kids can't leave voluntarily on their own, right? They're stuck there. They're not allowed to go anywhere.
Correct.
You just made them bigger. So now they just have more room to not be able to leave. They have more room as they're inside these.
Well, I mean,
not cages, just places that you can't open and leave. Okay. Got it. But we have a pinball machine. So, you know, there's that. Actually, I don't know if they have a pinball machine. I don't know. I'm making that up. I doubt it. But, you know. All right. So now I see that then she was asked about AOC's tweet.
Yes. So Peter Ducey then followed up by asking her about an AOC tweet where basically AOC said it was wrong before and it's wrong now, trashing the Biden administration. Cut three.
Has the White House seen the comment from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who, speaking about that HHS facility in Carrizo Springs, said this is not okay, never has been okay, never will be okay, no matter the administration or party?
Wow.
Well, I think the difficulty is I haven't seen the full context of the quote or interview of the tweet that she shared. But I would say the difficulty is what I outlined earlier. We have kids coming across the border. It is heartbreaking. I think we all, as human beings, are heartbroken as parents, as mothers, as fathers too. We only have a couple of choices. What we are not doing is dividing these kids and separating from their parents at the border, which is what the last administration
did. We're putting them in cages with their parents. They're all in the cage. You got it? Okay. That's just amazing, by the way. Absolutely amazing. Oh, man. What we're not doing is separating the parents when we throw them in the cages. You got it?
They're all going.
Parents are going in the cages, too. They're not cages. They're things you can't leave that has a lock on it. You can't open. Not cage.
Not cage.
So like a fortress? Not like a fortress. Like someplace you can't ever leave unless they let you out. Or like a jail cell. Not a jail cell. Just a place with bars and doors that are locked that you can't open. Okay, thank you for clarifying that. It's very, very helpful. All right, I'm running out of time here. What this show, it's been hijacked by idiot governors today.
Yes.
And I have Bernie, too, and I got to get to Bernie. So
Catskills Bernie decided
Catskills
to not go.
Bernie's back?
Yeah, he decided not to go on the late night shows last night, but to go on with All In with Chris Hayes. So we have a little bit of that.
All right, I'll do that when I get back. But yeah. I got a nice email that I got from Lee, who's listening in Virginia. She said, regarding your comments about women trying to secure vaccinations for parents and grandparents, get this. I'm a heart transplant patient. I've registered twice to get a vaccination, and I'm still waiting. Was notified by the Department of Health that it may take 2 weeks or even months for me to secure one. Meanwhile, the 20-somethings I work with have already had their first dose. This is Northrams, Virginia for you. Messed up big time. Love your show, Lee. Thank you, Lee. And I'm sorry you're going through that in the blue state of Virginia. Truly, I mean, amazing. That check-in brought to you by our friends at Cherry Hill Vavo, where relationships matter. Please go visit them. Yesterday, my wife went to see Dr. Mike Veneria for her cleaning and checkup. And they had a great conversation. Dr. Mike is a terrific guy. You know, I've, like you, probably wondered about the closest dentist to the house over the years, you know, the one you see in the, your smile means so much in life, doesn't it? I mean, it lights up a room. And we're getting to the end of this friggin' pandemic already, and the masks are going to come off. I don't care what Fauci says. You want the world to see your smile again. So do what so many people have done and go to the dental implant master, my buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria. He does pediatric, cosmetic, general dentistry, and of course, those very complicated implant dentistry. You got to go see him. Two offices to serve you. Cinnaminson or Woodbury, New Jersey. What are you waiting for? He's right over the bridge. Forget going to the closest dentist. Go to the best. Even if you got to drive, it's worth it. This is your smile. No one is better at dental implants than Dr. Mike. And if you're at all worried about the pandemic, don't be. His office exceeds CDC guidelines and has always maintained the strictest infection control procedures, like their centralized UV sterilization of airflow to ensure your safety. 856-786-2020, 856-786-2020, or VeneriaDental.com. My dentist, my buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.